D.C. was good to you in other ways because you met a young lady there in Washington, D.C. I don't know if you remember her name or not, what she ever became, but you might tell us about her.
Barbara Clark, yep. This is right after I had joined Jimmy Dean. We were playing higher caliber nightclubs. We had graduated to where we were playing some pretty nice places. The power of television is so incredible. We had started our local television show, the Jimmy Dean Show, Town and Country Time. We played the television show on Monday night. We played the television show on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then on Tuesday night, we played Waldrop's Supper Club. We had played on television two nights. This is our first trip to Waldrop's since we had played there on Monday. When we got within 2 miles of Waldrop's on Tuesday night, there was a roadblock. You could not go anywhere. We thought there was a bad accident or something. We edged our way closer. They're all going into the parking lot at Waldrop's. The power of television for two nights was so incredible. We couldn't believe it. You know, we looked around to see why all these people were there, and it was because of us. Well, not on that Tuesday, but the following week. Now we're established on television because we played it five nights a week. So the second Tuesday that we were there, I'm sitting there playing, and I look out, and there's this very lovely young lady sitting with another couple. And I've always been very shy, especially with girls, but that's where my guitar helped a lot. So I started, as she says, ogling her and making cute little faces, and I asked her to dance. Well, I had on cowboy boots. Very pointed. She had on nylon hose that when I got through dancing with her, were dragging behind us on the dance floor. And to this day, she teases me about that. I said, well, why did you come out to see us? She said, well, there wasn't a whole lot of things to do. We decided we would go see the Hillbillies. I said, I wish you had called us country artists. But Hillbilly's got the job done. She had come out to see our show, and we met, and a little bit went a long way.
And today you've been married how many years?
I think 53. Will soon be 54 years.
Yeah. Did you have children?
Yes, I had been married previous, as had Barbara. We both had two children by previous marriage.
You were 17 when you were first married.
Yes. It's a thing that I knew it was wrong when I got married to begin with, the first marriage, because it was made by our mutual friends. Every time we were all together, they'd say, well, when are you two going to get married? And then the next thing you know, I'm standing in front of this preacher wondering, why am I standing here? All of my friends are back there grinning that they got the job done. They got us married. My fault, I was still a child and I wasn't ready for it.
Any of your children pick up on music?
I have a son. My oldest son was a little late. He has the ability. He's using it now. He's got a little group together, and they're doing some pretty successful things, like opening for different groups at the Wheeling Jamboree in Wheeling, West Virginia, which is a pretty good step up.
And he is Roy Clark?
I made that mistake. I named him after me. His whole life has been saying, I am not the Roy Clark that you see on television. And I realized that that's not the best thing to do, is to name a junior. Actually, what I intended it to be was Roy Clark II, but it all become, for identifying purposes, Roy Clark Jr. I think he's gotten over it now, but it was a rough life for him. You know, he'd go to buy something on credit, and the opening line was, well, your father's got all this money. You don't need a credit check. Hmm. And that used to really, really upset him.
So is he playing today by the name Roy Clark?
Yes.
He would be in his 50s?
Yeah, he at least his mid-50s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're in Washington, D.C., and you've got the White House. Harry Truman would have been president back then. Did you ever get in the White House?
Not then. I didn't make it then, although the group that I played with and my dad went to the White House and taught Margaret how to square dance. I don't know if it was because of my age that I was so young or if the number of people that were going to go in and teach Margaret.
You didn't get to go in.
I didn't get to go in. My dad did, and it made the newspapers. Margaret Truman learns to square dance.
Margaret would have been the daughter of Harry Truman.
Yes.
She also played the piano, I think.
Well, she was a singer. I know she was very successful, at least in her father's eyes. He got into a big to-do with the newspaper, who didn't think too highly of her singing ability. President Truman jumped in and took offense. You can pick on me, but you don't pick on my daughter.
Somewhere in your life comes Wanda Jackson.
Yes. After Jimmy Dean, Jimmy fired me for being tardy. That's back when I really hadn't grown up yet. If someone said, I want you here at 8 o'clock, I figured if you were there at 8:10, anything more than 10 minutes after 8, I would even, in my thinking, say that that was late. But 8:10, that's close enough. But Jimmy Dean, when he said 8 o'clock, he meant 8 o'clock. So he fired me, and then he went on to New York and got into sausage. But he and I never had a crossword. When he fired me, about a week later when I saw him, he put his arm around my neck. He said, Roy, you're going to be a big star one of these days, but right now I can't afford you. Of all the people in my life, the one person who did the most for me was Jimmy Dean. Hmm. We never had a crossword. He used me on The Tonight Show and a lot of things that people were just getting used to who I was. Then I went back to playing clubs in Washington, got another band together, and then Wanda Jackson came in. She was doing a concert. Some mutual friends brought her out to where I was playing. We got to know each other. She said she was getting ready to open in Las Vegas and needed to form a band and needed someone to front the band. She liked what I did on stage. One thing led to another, and I said, okay, we'll go to Las Vegas.
Where did you play in Las Vegas?
At the Golden Nugget. They started in the morning, I think at 11 o'clock, and played until 7 o'clock the next morning. Golly, they had Bob Wills, Hank Thompson, you name every country act, Hank Penny. Every country act there was played the Golden Nugget. First of all, they were one of the very few casinos that played country music.
You also met Jim Halsey.
Jim Halsey was Wanda Jackson's manager. When I joined Wanda, we did a series of concerts. She had put this band together. I didn't know the rest of them. So we played a couple of weeks working our way into Las Vegas, more or less to tighten the band up. That's when I met Jim Halsey, who was Wanda's manager.
And he became your manager for many, 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 many years.
Yes, he did.
The two of you became good friends, close to this day.
To this day, yes.